Democratic sponsor Senator Pat Stubman of Denver got choked up outlining his support for civil unions. During a 20-minute speech, Stubman evoked the memory of his longtime partner, who he lost to cancer over the summer.
Love is all that matters. Two people finding love, structuring their lives around that love.
Passing civil unions has been a top priority for Democrats, especially after last year when Republicans in the House blocked a vote on the measure, which had enough GOP support to pass. Republican Senator Owen Hill of Colorado Springs did offer an amendment to allow churches and private businesses run with religious values to deny services to people in civil unions.
Every argument I have heard in support of this bill has appealed to equal rights for all. To continue with this bill in a way that penalizes citizens for acting in accordance with strongly held religious belief therefore violates the very nature of the argument for the bill in the first place.
But Democrats struck down Hill's proposal, calling it unjust and saying it would create the right to discriminate. They also defeated other GOP amendments to weaken the bill. Most Republicans object to civil unions, saying they're too similar to marriage and would undermine the traditional family unit. The measure will be up for a final Senate vote on Monday and is expected to easily clear the Democratic House. I'm Benta Berkland at the State Capitol.